From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, located in San Francisco, is gathering arguments before it makes a decision on President Donald Trump's temporary ban on immigration from seven countries. On Sunday, the court turned down an administration request to overturn a lower court decision to block the ban. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and two former U.S. secretaries of state have filed arguments against the ban. A three-judge panel is expected to rule fairly quickly. Legal analysts say a ruling against the administration would likely mean the case would move to the Supreme Court. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations held their first meeting of the Joint Operational Group. They are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid. French presidential candidate François Fillon says he will continue his campaign despite media reports that he paid his wife an unjustified salary for 15 years while he was a member of parliament. Claiming his wife was paid fairly for the work she did, Fillon only apologized for the error of judgment in employing his family. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has beheaded four civilians who had accused of spying for the Somali federal government and Jubaland State Administration. The executions took place Sunday in the town of Jamame. The four men are accused of collaborating with authorities on counterterrorism efforts, including drone strikes that targeted the extremist group. This is VOA News.